CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunch.
What are you racing around looking for?
What?
What are you racing around looking for?
Oh, well, I'd rather not tell you.
Looking for your car keys this morning, dear, as usual.
Yes.
Well, you're not going to believe this, but your sweet one knows exactly where they are.
No kidding. Yes, my sweet, wonderful wife really does? Uh-huh. How come? Where are they?
What are you going to do for me if I tell you?
Oh, I'll give you a mink coat, a trip around the world, and a diamond necklace.
Oh, what a cheapskate. No 500-foot yacht?
Oh, Shelley, you gold digger. All right, I'll even throw in a yacht.
Well, that's more like it, but I'll tell you what. I'll settle for a new 10-cent washer on the kitchen faucet.
Oh, golly, I'm sorry. Yes, I meant to do it. I really did. I'll do it tonight, I promise.
All right. Your car keys are on the dining room buffet.
Oh, thanks, honey. Mm-hmm. Thank you. See you tonight.
Yes. Oh, listen. Wait a minute. Before you go.
What?
Do you think that, I should go to the school today?
Go to school? Huh? What do you mean?
You know, think I should go and talk to Betsy's teacher.
Oh, yes, certainly, sir. I thought that was decided last night.
What'll I say?
Well, you know what to say. You always do. Just tell her that, well, we don't think Betsy should have been marked wrong on that question.
So, uh-huh.
I mean, after all, Betsy did give a correct answer.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
uh-huh.
You know,
uh-huh.
That the reason Betsy put down Leif Erikson instead of Columbus uh-huh. was because I just read her the story of Leif uh-huh. Erikson and... Well, he was the first one to discover America.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah, and, well, Pepita, you know what to say. I mean, why do you ask me? You're the one who hit the ceiling when Betsy came home and said she'd been marked wrong.
Well, Betsy acted as though we were wrong, that we don't know anything, and the teacher was right. Betsy as much as said so.
Well, all right, there you are. That is the point. You don't need to make a big issue of it. Just let the teacher know mm-hmm. there's two sides to uh-huh. everything and that Betsy uh-huh. was not wrong.
Yes. All right, dear. Well... I'll think of something.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
Betsy, please stop dawdling now and finish your breakfast.
I'm not very hungry.
Well, you eat your oatmeal anyway. It's good for you. I have so much to do. I have to get Bobby up and feed him and then bathe him and get him dressed. And I have a committee meeting. And I want to stop at the school before I go to that.
To school? Are you coming to school today?
Yes. Daddy and I decided last night that I would, and we talked it over again this morning, and we both feel that the teacher...
What are you going to say to Miss Carl?
I'm going to tell her I don't think you should have been marked wrong on the test yesterday.
I was marked wrong because the answer was wrong. The teacher said so. And she said so right out loud, and everybody laughed at me. And it's all Daddy's fault.
Now, you just stop that, young lady.
Well, Daddy was wrong.
Daddy was not wrong.
Miss Carl said that when we were asked who discovered America, we should always say Christopher Columbus and everybody. Everybody else in the class said Columbus, except me.
Well, you were not wrong. Leif Erikson did come to America first.
He did not. Miss Carl said the Columbus did.
Well, I'm not going to discuss this with you anymore at all, Betsy. Now, you eat your oatmeal. Your father was not wrong, and I want you to stop saying that he was. Your father graduated magna cum laude from college, and he is a smart man.
Well, he doesn't know who discovered America.
You're going to be spanked now, young lady.
He doesn't. He told me wrong, and I was so embarrassed.
Your father was not wrong. Now, you eat your oatmeal.
If you come to school today and talk to the teacher, then she'll be mad at me.
The teacher is not going to be mad at you, really, Betsy.
What are you going to say?
Look, will you stop worrying? You were the one who came home in tears yesterday because Janie somebody got all her answers right and you got this one marked wrong. Now, Daddy and I are doing this for you.
Well, I'd rather you didn't. The teacher will be mad at me.
Oh, really? Just eat your breakfast, will you? It's a matter of principle. I can't expect you to understand it entirely, but your mother and father know what they're doing.
When are you coming to school?
This morning.
What are you going to wear?
I don't know.
Are you going to do something to your hair?
Oh, yes, I will have on a very nice dress. My hair will be fixed very nicely. You don't need to be ashamed of me. Now stop worrying.
Janie, Sandra, Andy, recess is almost over. Let the other team have a turn at jumping rope.
Billy, I'm pushing Christine. Bessie, isn't that your mother that just drove up?
Yes, Miss Carl.
Well, is she coming to visit school today?
Well, I don't know. I think she's coming to see you.
Oh? Well, how nice. I hope she stays to visit our reading group. I'd like her to see how well you're doing, Betsy.
Betsy! Now you stay right in the car, Bobby. You're all right.
Well, hello, Miss Carl.
Mrs. Piper, nice to see you.
I hope I'd catch you at recess. I wanted to talk to you, but I didn't want to interrupt the classroom work.
That's quite all right. I just said to Betsy I hoped you would visit. Betsy's doing so well in reading.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it. Hello, dear.
Hi.
You run along and play, Betsy. Recess is almost over.
Go on, dear. Do as Miss Carl says. Children are so funny. She didn't want me to come today, but her father and I felt there was something that we ought to get straightened out.
Oh? Well, Betsy's doing very well in school. She's one of my best students.
I'm glad to hear that, Miss Carl. Actually, I'll be brief since recess is almost over and I have a committee meeting. Yesterday, you gave them a test, and one of the questions was, who first discovered America? And you marked Betsy wrong, I wonder.
Oh, yes. Remember? Yes, of course. She wrote Leif Erikson instead of Columbus.
Well, our point is, Miss Carl, that Betsy wasn't wrong.
Well, what do you mean, Mrs. Piper?
Well, I mean, everyone knows that Leif Erikson was here first, you know.
Well, I suppose that there are some authorities who feel that the Vikings did do some exploring along our coast. However, Mrs. Piper, I don't believe there's any argument at all when I say that the only correct answer to the question of who discovered America is Columbus. I mean, it's so accepted.
Well, I don't care how accepted it is, Miss Carl. The fact remains the Vikings were here first, and to mark Betsy wrong...
Mrs. Piper, I couldn't possibly mark her answer right.
Well, why not?
Well, Mrs. Piper, it is certainly generally accepted that Christopher Columbus discovered America. But it is as final as saying who was the first president of the United States.
Carl, I don't think it's the same thing at all. Nobody questions the fact that Washington was the first president, but I believe there is certainly some question as to whether or not Columbus was the first man to discover America. And to have our child come home and say that her mother and father don't know what they're talking about.
Well, I don't blame you for being upset that Betsy should say such a thing, Mrs. Piper. But surely you can see that I had to mark her answer wrong.
Well, that's just it, Miss Caroline. I don't see that at all. I think Betsy's answer was quite right.
But, Mrs. Piper, there can be only one correct answer. Surely you couldn't expect me to mark 23 pupils wrong when they answer that Columbus discovered America.
Well, when it comes right down to it, Miss Carl, Betsy's father feels, and so do I, that since Leif Erikson was here in America 500 years before Columbus, that...
Actually, Betsy's answer was the only correct one.
But Mrs. Piper, it's generally accepted that Columbus was the first.
Miss Carl, just because something is generally accepted doesn't make it an historical fact. Isn't that true?
Well, yes. But by the same token, I don't believe it's even been generally accepted by historians, Mrs. Piper, that Leif Erikson actually reached America. Has it? I mean, I don't think it's ever been definitely proved. Has it?
Why, it certainly has.
Oh, dear, I'm sorry, Mrs. Piper, but recess is over. Line up, boys and girls. You do see, don't you, Mrs. Piper, that it would be quite impossible for me to mark 23 other people wrong when they said Columbus discovered America. I mean, really, Mrs. Piper, it's the only acceptable answer.
Well, it is not accepted by me, Miss Carl, nor my husband.
Well, then I think you'd better see the principal, Mrs. Piper.
Yes, Miss Carl, I think so, too.
Calm down, will you?
So then the teacher said to me, you do see, don't you, Mrs. Piper, that it would be quite impossible for me to mark 23 other pupils wrong when they said Columbus discovered America.
Yeah, well...
Really, Mrs. Piper, she said it is the only acceptable answer. Well, I said it is not accepted by me, Miss Carl, nor my husband.
What'd she say?
Yeah, then she said, well, I think you'd better see the principal, Mrs. Piper. So I said, yes, Miss Carl, I think so, too.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah.
I'm so mad, honestly. Just
well, all right, now calm down about it. After all, honey,
imagine that teacher saying nothing has ever been proved about Leif Erikson, that he did get to America. I Speechless, you know?
You were?
And I went right in to see Miss Whiting, the principal, and of course she wasn't in today.
Yeah, well, maybe it's just as well. I don't think you should get yourself into such a dither over this now.
Bessie, did your teacher say anything to you after I left?
No, we hardly saw her. She looked kind of mad, and she said we were to sit down and keep quiet and do our arithmetic. And she said she didn't want any noise. She said she was going into the library to look up some things.
Poor Miss Carr. No. You know, a teacher's life is not a happy one when an irate mother descends on her like a ton of bricks.
Well, she scooted off to the library to look up Lee Harrison. I hope she has the decency to admit she was wrong.
Now, wait a minute. Just a minute here. You know yourself there's always been a lot of controversy over these Vikings. I mean, Miss Carr may be absolutely right that it has not been definitely proved that the Vikings...
Listen to me. The controversy has always been over the actual places the Vikings landed. Not that they didn't get to America at all. I'm going to drive down to the public library and get every reference book that they have.
Well, you go to the public library, but honey, would you get us some dinner first? Look, honey, really.
I'm going to talk to the principal tomorrow. I'm going to talk to the principal tomorrow, and I'm going to be sure of my facts when I talk to her, too.
You're not coming to school again tomorrow.
Yes, I am.
Oh, Mommy, no, please don't. Well, the kids say, gee, is that your mother making a fuss?
Now, you just look here, young lady. Your mother and father know what they're doing as it happens. Now, you go on up to your room. Go on. Golly, honey, you think we do know what we're doing? I mean, just because your grandfather was Norwegian and you may be descended from the Vikings. I guess that was the wrong thing to say, huh? Honey, I didn't mean it that way. You know, the Vikings...
No, but I do think I should stick up for my relatives.
Well, I do too, sweetie. I do too.
Now, don't baby me. The Vikings did discover America.
Of course they did. Of course they did. No question, honey. But if we start challenging the entire school system that believes in Columbus, I mean, we're going to have a fight on our hands.
Well, I'm going to the public library tonight, and by tomorrow we shall have our ammunition.
Look, honey, all right, when you're looking things up, see whether it's Leif Erikson or Leif Erikson, which you never have known.
Well, my grandfather always said Leif Erikson, sort of between the two, really. Yeah. Anyhow, Leif Erikson did get to America before Columbus, and I'm going to prove it. Did you know this? That actually, some authorities believe that even Columbus heard about Leif Erikson's discoveries, and that's one of the reasons he wanted to sail westward. Even Columbus knew he wouldn't be first.
Oh, golly. You know, I got a feeling we're going to wish we never started this.
Now, some timely, valuable advice from a woman who has personally fought and won out over cancer.
My name is Harriet Watson of Marysville, Kansas. I am talking to you because I have been cured of cancer. And I want you to know that there is hope where cancer is concerned. Please guard your life by fighting cancer with a checkup and a check to your unit of the American Cancer Society.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast, presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Harvey speaking.